This recording, Switzerland 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its pass high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Basel, in Switzerland, and I was raised there, and I went to school there. And my father is from Italy, and so I spend a lot of time every year in Italy, during summer especially. My native language is actually German. I talk German to my mother, and my second language is Italian. I usually talk Italian to my father. And then in school in Switzerland you have to learn French. Building. Yeah, Basel is on the Rhine, of course, and it's in a basin there. And we live actually in a suburb, which is a little bit outside, and it's in a kind of valley. There's several valleys around Basel, and it's kind of hilly, and there are trees and stuff, forests, and yeah, everything is pretty neat and tiny and close. So where I lived, I went to school, elementary school and then high school, and the university is in the city, so I go to university by bus each day. I have relatives in Detroit, and so from time to time I visit them, and to be honest, I like better speaking English to them rather than Italian. I mean, they're Italians who migrated to US, but their Italian is kind of strange, you know, with the American accent, and so I rather like talking English to them. I think it's easier for them too, actually. I like the US, actually. Really, it's kind of big, you know, compared to Switzerland might be, and more spacious, and it's really diverse, actually, population, you know, all the different ethnicities and races and cultures, and also diverse in terms of landscape. You got basically everything in the US, from tropical or subtropical to polar regions, basically. And yeah, that's what I like. I like California the best, in the US, actually. No, it's true. I just like the lifestyle there, the climate, and it's all the diverse people, which is, I think, special, even in the US. The East Coast is pretty much like Europe, I would say. Even there are some differences, of course, but I mean, these two cultures are pretty close, I would say. It's not that big difference from Europe to the US. There are some differences. I would say people are more open in the US. They're more direct. They say what they think and what they want. In Europe, it's probably you're more on the polite side, and you don't come up with certain topics. For example, here in the US, it's pretty common in your first meeting that you talk about your profession, what you do for a living. And in Europe, especially in Northern Europe, it's you don't ask the people what's their job in the first conversation, actually. That's, for example, a difference. Strikes.